Bud checked the yokes on the oxen. Dury, the oldest of the four, nuzzled Bud's side. Bud rubbed him between the eyes. They bought the other three oxen in Independence, but Dury had been a part of the family for years. Bud looked to the rise where they had buried his father. It was the same hill the Kiowa had hidden behind before their attack, before his father had taken an arrow through his lungs. Bud turned and walked to the rear of the wagon, checking the wheels as he went. It would be up to him now to get his mother safely across the plains. He wanted to make sure everything was in good order.
See you, Bud.
Bud looked up to see Gilly Jenkins waving to him. The Jenkins wagon swung out of the circle. Four other wagons lined up behind them, facing east. They were turning back. Out of the corner of his eye, Bud saw Colonel Buchanan and Tryon Burt, the wagon train's guide. They were walking to where his mother and Tom Croft's wife, Mary, were talking.
Mrs. Mackin.
Colonel Buchanan, who had taken his rank in the militia back in Minnesota, and Tryon Burt looked as different as two men possibly could. Buchanan, with his blue militia jacket, ramrod straight posture, slicked back hair, and freshly shaved face, seemed out of place in the vastness of the plains. Whereas Burt,